but to actually purchase it. Zoom or Zoom. All right, we'd like to welcome everybody out tonight to our public hearing concerning the well, which we have under contract to purchase. So basically, this is just a public hearing to tell you a little bit about it. It's a well southwest of Mount Pleasant. It's about 0.3 miles west of the airport runway out on Pill Lane. Part of our big hope with it is it would stay irrigation well, which it is right now. And then we would be able to pump it back up and be able to water our park, cemetery, soccer field, that area, leave it as irrigation, and then pull those systems off of our existing culinary water and be able to put that back into our culinary use. Because right now we're treating a lot of that as culinary water when we really shouldn't need to. So just to give a little bit update on the well, it is 514 acre feet being purchased from three individuals. We're also purchasing a quarter of an acre of ground around the wellhead. There is still some other owners involved in the well that I don't even know if they realize that the three are selling out. They're the three big main holders of the well. And part of the reason they want to do it is because Rocky Mountain sent them some bad power a year ago and it burnt up their pump. So that enticed them to talk to us, to want us to purchase it for them. So we've been working with them for probably 6 months till we got it under contract to purchase it. We're purchasing it at $5,000 an acre foot is what we've got under contract for. So, any questions?
The test well that we talked about up here on the shelf, is that still moving forward as well?
They've just started drilling the test well, yes. This is a whole different thing that's come up that we've been working on for, like I said, since probably about January, February.
Okay.
So it's totally different from the well we are drilling. The nice thing is with this, like I'm saying, is right now our immediate plans would be not to move the well. That's part of the reason why we're going to purchase the ground where the well actually sits. And then be able to pump it. There's a number of different options we could do. On a dry year like this, it wouldn't work as good. But we could trade Twin Creek Irrigation Company, the water coming out of the canyon, and us pump that well and put it right into their system. And so there's lots of different options we're looking at. The engineers has gave us some different quick things that we could do with it. But the biggest thing is we had to get it under contract. We've got it now under contract. So this here basically meeting is then we would move forward with the resolution tonight or adopting it in city council meeting to go ahead to find funding to purchase that well.
What's the total cost then? If it's $5,000 per acre foot, what is that, $25,000?
It's about $2.5 million. Time we get everything. 514 acre feet.
514 acre feet, okay.
Yeah, so it's done. I'm figuring time we get the pump on there, just we're going to be 2.7 plus, then we're going to have to, however we're going to pump it back, or wherever we're going to pump it to.
That's what I was just going to ask next. Are there estimates on, that's a long way to pump up to the top where this starts up in these irrigation ponds. How does that, won't that have to be plumbed and everything?
It will.
Wow.
So again, first part of the scenario is just to purchase the well. So we had to get it under contract to even be able to go out to try to get funding or anything else.
Then there's the cost of how to put it into use,
right?
And where to put it in use, which will be a question until it's done. Then right. Which could also be, that could be a couple million dollars.
It could be. The other option is that we run our power down there, and then we just take Twin Creek water up above town and fill the pipe down there of Twin Creek. So there's a couple of different options. That's the nice thing with this. is there is a little bit of different options available.
Is there a risk also when you don't have the other people involved in ownership of it, don't know about it yet, will it still be able to go through, or can it still come to a screeching halt because they could oppose it?
No, it doesn't matter because they own the well rights and they can sell them to whoever they want to.
But will they?
The other owners?
Yeah.
The other owners could actually sell them to individuals if they wanted to.
So you're just basically buying from the three owners that you're dealing with.
Right.
Not all the owners.
We're not dealing with all the owners. We're dealing with the three main owners. I think there is another, don't quote me, but I think there's about another 100 acre feet in that well that's tied up with, I can't remember how many they told me, little or smaller shareholders. Dan.
Whatever happened to the well that got out by the cemetery, what's the deal with that one?
It pumps about 70 gallons a minute. That's all that's there.
So I spent a lot of money to get much out of it.
Right.
So then what happened to the one up by the old mill and stuff they used to have up there?
As far as I know, it was contaminated. It wouldn't work for the culinary which they drilled it for.
Could we use that for years for livestock and everything? People come and got water out of it.
That was actually tied to the culinary system. The old riser that used to take your truck up there and fill your tanks, that was tied to the culinary system.
I knew they drilled a well right there.
Yeah.
So now this new well you're talking about, where is it located, you say?
It's actually on Alan Shelley's property.
Okay, down below the airport.
Now. Below the airport, down that Pills Lane, down there.
Potable water?
No, it's drilled as an irrigation well, so that's the thing. It can be transferred to portable water, but the hope is right now, since it's already there, it's drilled, we know the water's there. We know we can get that kind of water out of there to help solve the irrigation problems, to help solve some water problems. So for right now, as a city, I feel like we just leave it there. That's why we're also purchasing just that little piece of ground around it, so we can go in and do a well house, a pump house, whatever we have to do to be able to pump it wherever, whatever, however the engineers come up with the best plan to do it. And again, we really have, I've been working with JUB engineers to get it under contract. They've been throwing me some ideas. They're the ones that's doing the irrigation system. So that's what they said, you know, with the irrigation system being in design, there's the chance we could pump it all the way back up, dump it in our irrigation ponds as part of that design. So really wide open right now on what we could do with that water.
And the irrigation system you speak of is the replacement for the irrigation system that we currently have in the city?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yep.
What funding sources are you looking at, or even any out there at this point in time, that since you've already got two under contract, one for the new well and one for the irrigation hole redo, are you planning to get additional $2.5 million?
We're hoping to get a lot of it from the CARES Act. We did apply. We had under contract in time to beat the deadline for that, so we have applied already to get CARES Act money, which is, they're calling out for water, sewer, and broadband. So our hope is really to get some money from there. The trouble with purchasing a well like that is it is very hard to get funding, or grants, I should say it that way. It's very hard to get grants. Once we have it purchased to develop it and stuff, right now, it's really a good time to get a lot of grants money with the drought and stuff we're coming out of. There's a lot of money out there right now for developing it. But the purchasing is the problem. It's hard to find places to actually help with the purchasing.
Mike, isn't the majority of that available money federal money, though, and not state?
So the state put that...
That state...
It's federal money.
The drought for this year, isn't the majority of the federal money?
Yes. Yeah. they're giving a lot to different agencies to help develop water systems. So that's the nice thing with, even if we have to foot a lot of the bill to buy the well, I think we can get a lot of money to develop it, or to put it where we need to put it on grants, is our hope. And we can use it, we've checked into it, we can use our, we've got about 400,000 as a city on our CARES, or our, what's that?
American Rescue.
American Rescue Act, the last CARES money that we've got. The city's got 400,000 there, and we can use that towards the purchase of this well. And that's where we're planning to do it right now.
So are you hoping to get the money for the plumbing of it through the same grant for the project up at the flood dam that has been talked about for the last 2 or 3 years?
We will go after other funding also, because we'd like to use it quick and not have to wait for, because that money's kind of been approved for that. It's like I'm saying, we'd like to go after other money, because there's a lot of federal money available right now for water projects.
So I guess at this time you don't know what the cost would be to the residents then?
No, we don't.
But there will be something.
Yep.
Have you got a moratorium on a building now, or are these people going to pay something, people moving in, so there's an offset on cost?
So we put the impact fee back in.
So it is in effect now?
When was that put in?
The impact fee for the water was put in June, on June 21st.
Of this year.
The power took effect
September
20th, so it's a week ago.
Wow.
So now for anybody that comes in or hooks into the water, it's
$5,500?
Well, I mean just the impact fee. Just the impact fee alone, I think, was $5,500. And that is to help offset the cost of us drilling the well, the water treatment, and everything else. And that's the highest we could go according to law with the study that Sunrise Engineering done on that impact fee.
Can you tell me why that took so long to implement back into the city? Because we talked about that 2 years ago.
A lot of it's the time. I mean, like the electrical, I think it took them 2 years to do their study to come up with the thing. It's a process. You really got to come through with why you want the money and how you're going to use it, and a lot of things.
Well, there was a lot of changes made with that over the years, too. We had impact fees for years and years, and when Mayor Blackham came in, they raised rates and dropped impact fees, and then later on, it was changed back, so it's gone back and forth.
Yeah.
Yes, quite a process.
But our hope with that impact fee is, again, we know we're going to have to raise the water rates with what we're doing now with the well and the treatment plant, but our hope is that the new people moving in is going to pay the majority of that back because of that impact fee. So.
How far are they down on the new well now? How far are they going to go?
They're going down 300 feet. And what did you say today when you was up there?
I was up there today and it was down 120 feet at about 2 o'clock. And they'd already hit some water. And they said that's promising to, you know, it wasn't, but somewhere between 60 and 80 gallons per minute that they hit. But as soon as they start into the next layer of rock, they were into some rock then, it was going real, real slow. So, but they said that's very promising to hit water at that elevation that quick. So they said it looks pretty promising, but we'll see when they get down to where we're trying to get to the potable water.
And we got to be deeper than 100 feet.
Now there has to be a 100-foot seal.
On the well.
On the well, that's... So... But they started yesterday and they're already down, I would guess now, probably 150 feet or so. He said they might finish up tomorrow night with that test well. So, it is going.
One quick question. If a homeowner decides to increase their water line size from 3/4 to 1 inch, Will impact fees come on that individual as well?
It would. Because it's a bigger, into the, you know, bigger, into the system that way.
To the same level that a person building a new house would pay?
We would probably, we would have to offset that some because of the existing service.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
Any other questions, concerns, thoughts? We'd like to hear them.
Seems like we're getting in debt. I know you say it's CARES money and that's grant money, but the irrigation system, the culinary system, and I saw on the agenda today, now you're looking at a sewer project as well. Are you not concerned about where we're headed as far as debt?
So, truthfully, what I'm concerned about is having enough water. This to me is a blessing from heaven almost, to, if we can purchase this well, to help relieve some of our water issues. The sewer deal we're bringing up tonight is to do a head end works, because we got so many people flushing baby wipes and junk into our sewer lagoons down there. We're gonna lose our lagoons if we don't get a head works in. So that sewer project is basically probably a $400,000 head works to get that stuff out before it goes into the pond, because we're having that big of an issue.
Which wouldn't be covered by impact fees, so how would you cover the cost of that?
We'd probably have to raise the sewer rate a little bit to offset it. And again, if people can't quit flushing stuff, I don't know what else to do. Because if we don't get something down there fairly quick, we could lose one of our ponds.
Which would be more expensive.
Which would be very expensive. It'd be way a lot more than the $400,000 we would spend on the head works.
And you said you already have $400,000 in the bank from this last tax, right? You could do it now.
Well, that's what we're hoping to use to purchase that well.
But you could use it on the sewer, because that's a pressing need right now, but losing the sewer.
I don't know if that would qualify under that act of how we can spend the money. Do you know, Dave? Have you read enough to know?
I think we're qualified. Well, we're trying to apply as many places as we can to get as much free money as you can before, yeah, we start to, yeah, to just pay it off and have it again. More debt, so we're exploring everywhere we can for funding sources.
Yeah.
The problem I see is similar to Claudia's. I don't understand. It's really hard to want to accept this project when we have no idea what we're going to pay the citizens for this project. It's like we're throwing a coin in the air and hoping it can work out and calling heads or tails. It's like a gamble.
Well,
it doesn't make any sense. I like the idea, like you said, the well itself sounds like a, you know, possibly a future backup situation. But in years past, we had other options that were much cheaper to do, which we still could do.
Like what?
For instance, we have a couple of natural springs up the canyon here that have been turned down for contamination of just, at least that's what the report was just a few years ago. They were shut down and not being able to use because they were contaminated of just the debris in the area.
That's why we're putting the water treatment plant in.
Well, that doesn't even have to be done that way. We had studies made, and this has been talked about a few times. We had studies that told us that those natural springs can be cleaned. We got a bid from I forget his name, right here across the street.
Terry?
Terry Brotherson said he could go up there and clean both those springs for a certain amount of money back then, which was not very expensive back then. And we never could come to an agreement for a city council to approve that, but that is still an option on the table. And it's a very simple thing to do that debris. Part of that project also, I went down and visited with our National Guard, a local National Guard here a few years ago, and they said if we just put them on the
schedule them, they'd go up there and do it for free. Might take them a couple of years, but they'd get it done. Those natural springs were, at the time, were most of our usage of water, and we had very good luck with them until they were deemed naturally contaminated. I still think that's a very good, cheaper option. Not that we shouldn't do this, but something that could be afford, we could afford to do. And as far as the sewer thing, it sounds like that is, that should be a way higher priority if that's as bad off as it is, too, for the money, when we have natural springs that could be put back into use. Wells are always expensive.
They are.
The natural springs are usually very easily accommodated and maintained, and we just haven't done it. It's just a matter of just paying someone to go up there and do it. The last bid was around 50 grand. I know that was a few years ago. So it's going to be more expensive if we hire somebody, but the National Guard still might do it. It's just a training project.
We can look into that too. I know a person that just bought a well right to drill above town, and they paid $17,000 an acre foot for 1 acre foot. So, just kind of a cost comparison of what we're looking at. Any other comments?
Is it applied for the CARES Act money? Is it a done deal, or is there a possibility that won't be funded?
We have got half our money already sitting in the bank.
$1.5 million?
No, we have $200,000 that we've already received.
That's not half. $2.5 million.
Half of the $400,000 that we're going to give us the city. So we've already applied for the second portion of the CARES Act money. And they're distributed in two different waves. Half of it was to come this year, the other half comes next year. And we've got this year's money sitting in our bank account.
So I'm confused. You've got half, which is $200,000, so half of $200,000 is only $400,000. You're talking about a well purchase of $2.5 million, so.
We're going to have to go after funding for the other.
You're only going to have $400,000 from CARES towards the well purchase. Is that
right.
What you're saying?
Right. We'll have to go after the other $2.1 million somewhere else.
Okay. And then additionally, you're going to buy the property, which is additionally over that, or is that?
That's included in the purchase of the water. So yeah, that's already included.
My concern is, and we've talked about this before too, about the people that are on fixed incomes, you know, the elderly, and you know, we talk 2 million and so on, and if this comes back on them, I don't know how they're going to be able to help an increase, I mean, it's constant.
That's a concern, but if we don't do something now, it's going to be 4 million within a year.
Okay, and where he was getting the money and how that was going to go.
A lot of it you can't do nothing with until you've got under contract. That's our problem. You can't even apply anywhere until you, so right now we've got it under just an option contract to purchase it. Until we get under a contract to actually purchase it, you can't go after funding. So.
You know, there's something else we need to think about too as a city and citizens. This place is going to grow. Whether we want it to or not, it's going to grow, and it's going to grow big. Right now, we're right on the edge with our culinary water, being able to provide enough water now to this community. And Jeff's got a good idea there, that spring up there, I forget how many How many gallons a minute is that?
We'll get about 200-300 gallons, I think, depending on the time of year, how it flows.
Out of Snake Springs or?
What we'll be gaining with the water treatment.
Yeah. And with the drought, we don't know what we're going to get there, what's going to happen with that spring either. I mean, it's been extreme 10 years.
Yeah.
But right now, there's over 400 homes projected in the surrounding area that we're going to pick up.
But how can you get 400 homes if you don't have the water to take care of them?
Well, we can't until we get the water. That's what we're
saying. Yeah.
We're not
homes in here.
They're on hold right now. They've been in here and talked to us, but we can't do when we told them, and they were very good too to understand where we were with the water situation. We don't want them to spend a lot of money, you know, going through and surveying, laying out, plotting, doing maybe even roads and whatnot, and then not have the infrastructure to take care of. So we're trying to get ahead of that too, with all the water that we're trying to get. Water's just invaluable. So, I don't know, it's just, we're going to get hit with it. We're trying to get ahead of the curve is what we're trying to do.
Good evening.
Could you ever get data back then on where we were? I know that Justin was wanting data on exactly what we needed in culinary, what was being used, what we had available, what a light was, where the water was coming from, what our resources were, and that you felt like the new well that you're drilling was going to meet our needs plus. This was my understanding. So did you ever get your data back? Do you really know?
So we were, right now, they redone what the state requires with that study, dropped it again, of how many gallons per household we had to have. We've actually used less water in 2021 than we did in 20. Or I take that back, it would have been 19 and 20. People were more conservative. And with that, it also dropped what the state requires to have. But we were still about 70 gallons short of what we've got right now. People use it.
But that's easy to see, too, when we were rationed from day one this year.
Yeah.
So in those 2 years, we were not.
Yeah. So again, when people are, like Jeff saying, is use more on your lawns, that's really going to jump a lot higher than... So it's really hard to take that data and really know where you're really at sometimes, because everybody's been very conservative over the last year, especially. 2 years, somewhat conservative, but this last year, very conservative on their water use. That's what I'm saying. On the culinary water, we're about 70 gallons short right now from the state requirement.
So the new well you're projecting will exceed that and bring that back into the positive, or
yes.
Then what? Do you know what that will mean for future growth? Will it cover the 400 homes that you're talking about?
We don't know until we know what that well produces. Until the test well is done enough to know.
Have they started it?
They have.
And then you still won't know, and unless you can get $2.5 million to develop the well that you're wanting to purchase, to bring it up here, and that's irrigation, it's not culinary.
Yep.
So my question,
that well could be transferred in the future to a culinary well, but you'd have to re-drill it because it's not drilled to the standards.
The issue is you're still short culinary water, so this well only gets you irrigation water. You haven't got the culinary water to support growth that you're still talking about, right?
So the irrigation, if we buy this irrigation well, then we would pull our parks, cemetery, and that, which uses And I included Wasatch in the high school and elementary, which used 130 million gallons in 2020 on those fields.
Of culinary?
Of culinary water. Yes.
All your churches, your schools.
Well, we didn't even count those.
Yeah, we didn't even count those. That's what I'm saying, then we're going to ship this water out of that well up to take the place of that water. Then we gain that many gallons of culinary water by, we're hoping to, by purchase this well and put it into our irrigation system. We're trying to come from every angle we can think of, trying to get ahead of this water game that's going on. And it's not just in Mount Pleasant, Utah, it's statewide. There's now, water is going to be more valuable than just about anything there is. Well, it is right now. We all know that.
Well, just as an observation, since the ones you've named are the church, the school, and the city that are the big 100 gallon, 100 million gallon users of culinary, they should be the ones that should fund this well and not every citizen in the city and raise them on water rates. It seems to me like it's...
So who funds the city?
...a continuous transfer, all of that.
Who funds the city?
The biggest share, you said, was the church and the schools in Wasatch.
No, we didn't even take the churches. We didn't take, I don't think we included Wasatch. It was the park, cemetery, high school, and the elementary fields.
So how much do we use on the parks? How much is public? How much is the city using versus Wasatch and the church? And how would you guess of the 100 million gallons?
Holder, you have an idea?
Most of that is ours, where we have the fourplex also.
Yeah, because we use the fourplex up there, huh?
So really with the high school, all you need to take out is just a football field and their soccer field, and the rest of that's ours out there.
And again, if you go to the school, it goes back to all the citizens anyway, but it's spread out over the school district, which is a little more area, but it's still all citizens.
Coming for funding, but I might have funding sources.
Yeah. Any other comments? We need to close one and start the other one.
I just, we've got the engineers, now correct me if I'm wrong, I'm getting here late, but there's a lot of options for the well that's being purchased. And no final decisions have been made on that. And the engineers are working on that to come up with how it can best be used.
They're not really working yet till you get under a total contract.
Right.
But they got ideas.
But yeah, we just got ideas at this point. So what I'm saying is there's no final decisions made. So to say it's all going to go into irrigation or whatever, how it's going to be used, there's a lot of options. But to pass it up with our condition that we're in would be a mistake. And you add that water with the well that's... And I wish we could have more data on that, but we don't.
Yeah, we don't, yeah.
But there's those two projects that are promising. And that's the way I think that at this point we got to look at it, because there's nothing set in concrete. But what we do know is there's two resources there that can really be a big help to the city and the citizens.
Yeah.
That's my two cents.
We try to be proactive, but decades of not doing. Developing our water system has put us in a situation where we have to be reactive sometimes. And that's frustrating for us as a council, because we haven't done nothing to update our water infrastructure for a lot of years. And I don't think it's acceptable to expect our citizens to water 4 hours a week. That's not the solution. You need to do something about that. I can't have a garden, I can't have a lawn, my trees are dying. Is that what we expect the residents to live with?
Now, there's a lot of things that we're looking at as a city. There's a lot of meters in this town that never quit running. They never quit running on culinary water because they got leaks, and most of them happen to be in older homes.
Most of them are fixed.
But then, you know, that's $2,200, we figured way back when to replace them. You say they are fixed?
We got most of them fixed.
But there's just...
Okay, we'll go ahead and close our public hearing.